This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The mayor of Monterey Park, California, says the man suspected of shooting and killing 10 people at a dance club and wounding 10 others may have been a patron of the dance hall. The AP's Donna Warder.
The gunman was identified as 72-year-old Hugh Cantran. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said at a news conference Sunday that the gunman killed himself as officers in Torrance closed in on the van he was in, parked in a shopping center parking lot.
When officers exited their patrol vehicle to contact the occupant, they heard one gunshot coming from within the van.
10 people were killed at the dance club in Monterey Park during Lunar New Year celebrations, and the shootings sent a wave of fear through Asian American communities in the region. I'm Donna Warder.
Congresswoman Judy Chu, whose district includes Monterey Park, has a message for those who are terrified by this tragedy.
Feel safe. You are no longer in danger because this shooter is gone.
50,000 jobs have been eliminated across the technology sector in the past 3 months. Spotify now says it's cutting 6% of its workforce. That would be about 400 jobs. If you've got a Ford Explorer, here's something you don't have to worry about. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has just finished a 6-year investigation into exhaust odors in Ford Explorer passenger cabins. It says the Explorer does not have high levels of carbon monoxide and does not need to be recalled. Trying to save energy, Pakistan turned off electricity overnight, but couldn't get it back up to normal by daybreak. Some residents panicked as much of the nation was left without power. They're restoring it now, they say. This is AP News. And now something new if you've got a diabetic cat. The AP's Julie Walker on a new pill.
A new pill aims to make it easier to treat diabetic cats without twice-daily insulin shots. Bexacat is the first oral treatment for feline diabetes approved by the FDA and is expected to be available in the U.S. within the next several weeks. Similar drugs have been approved for people for about a decade. The new once-daily pill can't be used in diabetic cats that have already received insulin. While many cat owners successfully treat their pets with insulin shots, others struggle. Research shows the difficulties lead to 1 in 10 pet owners euthanizing their animals because of the difficulties of treatment. I'm Julie Walker.
Gas is up to $3.42 a gallon this morning. That's up 12 cents in a week, 10 cents higher than a year ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.